the wave.
I've got some news for you.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
Chris Pratt is engaged. Yes, the Guardians of the Galaxy and Jurassic World mega hunk has popped the question to none other than Arnie's daughter, Katherine Schwarzenegger, after 7 months of dating.
I need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle.
He posted a cute pic of them to Insta yesterday saying, "Sweet Katherine, so happy you said yes. I'm thrilled to be marrying you, proud to live boldly in faith with you. Here we go." Of course, he was married to Anna Faris for 9 years and the couple share a son, Jack, but they separated in 2017 and finalised their divorce last year. Anna Faris was more than happy for her ex, posting, "I'm so happy for you both. Congratulations."
The Critics' Choice Awards were on yesterday in Hollywood and Lady Gaga won two, including Best Actress for A Star Is Born and Best Song for Shallow. But in a weird twist, Glenn Close also tied for Best Actress for her role in The Wife. It follows another tie earlier in the evening with both Amy Adams and Patricia Arquette winning Best Actress in their respective roles.
Christian Bale is the one to watch out for at the Oscars, though. He's swooped in and snagged Best Actor for his portrayal of Dick Cheney in Vice, pipping Bohemian Rhapsody's Rami Malek and crowd favourite Bradley Cooper. It's actually been a bit of a blow for Cooper, whose Oscar possibilities are starting to look less likely after he failed to claim Best Actor and Best Director at both the Critics' Choice and the Golden Globes. Best Movie was awarded to Roma, which also took out Best Director, which went to Alfonso Cuarón.
Nicole Kidman was also at the Critics' Choice Awards and spoke about the accidental snub of Rami Malek at the Golden Globes when he won the award for Best Actor, which she had presented.
We're really good friends, yeah. So that's why I just did not feel his hand on my back. I was mortified that... So, no, I love that man. And he's so gentle and softly spoken. Yeah, he sent me an email. I sent him an email. So we were laughing, actually.
Gunners, do you remember this song?
Never heard it before.
Confess what? Well, that album of Britney Spears, Baby One More Time, turned 20 over the weekend. 20.
What?
It turned 20. The 37-year-old pop superstar shared a pic of the LP's cover on Insta and thanked fans, saying, "It's definitely been the journey of a lifetime, full of ups and downs, but I'm grateful for every single moment of it all."
And Harry Styles has been caught on camera in Tokyo over the weekend, belting out an impressive cover of Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit. Check it out. Do you think he's trying to shake that wholesome boy image?
Yeah, maybe. I didn't think he had it in him.
I've got some news for you.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.